Hey, you guys, welcome to the Confidence Boost, the twice weekly pep rally to boost your business esteem. I'm your host, Brandy Riley. I have a question for you guys. When is the last time you had a glass of water? When is the last time you had fresh fruits and vegetables? How about getting a good night's sleep? I'm talking 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Have you done that recently? You might be wondering, what does this have to do with being a successful entrepreneur? How is this empowering me? Well, you guys, it's really important to take care of yourself. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter how much SEO you know. It doesn't matter what marketing skills you have or how amazing you are at building a community. If you're sick, if you're not well, it's going to affect your business one way or the other. Take me, for instance. When I get dehydrated, it affects my skin for sure. My skin gets dry. My hair gets fuzzy. My scalp gets super dry and itchy. But not only that, I start second guessing myself. Like my brain gets weird. You know, my self-esteem takes a hit. I'm not able to think as clearly. Everyone knows that being hydrated can be kind of like a lifesaver. It is a lifesaver. Like water is life, right? We have to have water to be able to live. But we also need to have water in order to grow successful businesses. We also need to eat good food. We also need to get good rest. I see so many entrepreneurs, especially people who are building side hustles when they have full-time jobs, and they say that they don't need sleep. Oh, I function really well on 3 to 4 hours. That's just how I am. Or I only need one meal a day. That's just how I am. That's how you think you are. But imagine if you actually took care of yourself. Imagine if you actually took the time and energy and put effort into being healthy, into being well. Your business would probably thrive, my friends. I know that we live in a culture that is like, go, go, go. And fortunately, I see that self-care is starting to become something that we're all taking seriously. But I don't think that it has connected with business success yet. Like people haven't connected the fact that if you are healthy, if you are drinking enough water, if you are getting enough sleep, if you are surrounded by people who are positive and you don't have a lot of stress in your life, that that aids in your business's success as well. Just as much as something like SEO or marketing or learning how to do Facebook ads can do. Taking care of ourselves has to be a priority. If it's between getting something done by a deadline and getting enough sleep so that I can function for the next day, then I will just have to miss that deadline. And I know that doesn't make me a very good entrepreneur, but after 40 years of living in this body, I know exactly what it needs. I need to be in the bed at 10 o'clock every single night. Doesn't matter what time zone I'm in. I need to be to bed at 10 o'clock. I like to wake up early. My body's going to wake up early regardless. I need to make sure I'm getting at least 7 or 8 hours of sleep. I need to make sure that I'm drinking lots and lots of water every single day. In fact, I started this episode and thought about doing it today because I wasn't hydrated yesterday. I didn't drink enough water. And guess what? I wasn't able to get good sleep. I was tossing and turning. I woke up and I remember that, oh, wow. When I don't drink water, I cannot sleep. Not taking care of yourself affects so many things. It affects the way that you're able to engage with your family and friends while you're managing a full-time job and a side hustle and all of the other responsibilities that you do. When you are well, you're able to do a much better job of juggling all those things. It's a fact, friends. And so I don't want any woman who hears this podcast, I don't want any woman who's in any of my groups to put their health aside for a job or for work or for your business. It's just not that important. If you are not healthy, if you are not here, then what's the point? So I want to end this episode with a reminder to drink your water, get you a water cup, fill it up right now. Drink at least one cup of water right now, and then throughout the day, go ahead and try to drink 7 more. All right, friends, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.